Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number two, Snort Saturday, right here on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, YouTube, and Twitch for the kids.
So I gave you some love last week. You weren't here, obviously, but nice open, man.
What the hook gonna be?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very odd choice of a song. It's a cut, though. The Murphy Lee, you know, very, very good.
Hey, but that's I say that's more Jermaine Dupri. That's Jermaine Dupri,
listen,
on the boards.
I get in trouble quite often, and my wife hates it, and I said, and this is going to piss a lot of people off driving right now, and I'm so, so sorry.
Oh, boy. Here we go. This is Rashad Taylor speaking.
But this is a real thing. This is just me. I said Jermaine Dupri might be the greatest producer of all time.
I don't know if greatest, but he definitely needs to be. He needs to be talked about more in the pantheon of some of the greatest artists, musicians,
seriously,
producers of all time. Yeah,
nobody can say, not one producer can say, outside of the, like, let's see, there's a Stevie Wonder, there is a Quincy Jones, you know, like the people that wrote all the stuff, played all the stuff, and then, you know, so. He produced everything. He writes everything, and not just rap songs. You like Mariah Carey?
Yeah,
he wrote most of that.
Emancipation of Mimi.
You like Usher? Yeah, he wrote most of that. You like Jagged Edge? Yeah, he wrote most of that. You like Bow Wow? He wrote all of that. You like The Brat? She wrote that, but he did all those beats. So it's like he's one of Janet Jackson. Yeah, he wrote all that, and he used to date Janet Jackson, like boss. Like, so I mean, yeah, JD is definitely that guy. Did Dr. Dre ever date Janet Jackson? I don't think so.
No.
Just saying. No, he didn't.
He did some other things.
Yeah,
though.
So he had one or two other things. Yeah.
No, what spurned that that beat choice, though, was a couple months ago, me and my buddy were hanging out at a watering hole, and I say to him, like, hey, man, you know, you're going to have to drive me home. I've had one too many. I don't trust myself behind the wheel.
Very good.
And I said,
good for you.
I need you to take me home, bud. So we load up in the car, we start driving, and his music's going through shuffle, and then What the Hook Gonna Be by Murphy Lee pops up. We're just dying laughing the whole time because it's a song we haven't heard in probably like 20 years.
Oh yeah. That's a nice throwback record.
But it's classic Dupri. That's a great beat. That's a great song.
Yeah. Shout out to Murphy Lee and the Saint Lunatics. What a time.
Yes. Yeah.
Two pair of Air Force Ones.
NFL football?
Yeah, let's do it.
And it's time to break. Well,
good segue, guys.
I was going to say, maybe this is the time to talk about my Cowboys losing because we have to go to commercial break.
You jerk.
Yeah, that's very well played, Joe.
Can we just say the look on Dak Prescott's face? Let's go to break with that. Was so classic at the end of that.
At the end of the game?
Yeah.
It was exhaustion. Like, not like. He was just tired.
Like, no. how many more dots can I throw that CD Lamb won't catch?
Yeah. Exactly.
CD needs to take that 8-8 off.
This is also why I hate receivers in a sense. Like, let's pay you a lot. Let's have you bitch and moan about not getting the ball. Now, CeeDee's not the worst of the bunch. Like, he's had his moments, but there's definitely been worse receivers as far
George
as,
Pickens.
You know, being a diva and demanding and wanting their reps and their catches. But, yeah, this is one of those where, like, yeah, you probably can't talk. Like, you know, if you are one of the highest paid guys in the locker room, you're now one of the last people want to hear say.
I don't want to hear you say anything.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we got to play better.
No.
We got to step our game up. I'm like,
stop that. What you mean? Yeah, exactly. That's where it is. Like, CD was, and for him to wear that 88, which that, you know, Michael Irvin, he gave a great thing. He's like, why do I want my jersey to be retired? You know, I want the next guy to come and
it's
wear
it. It's a great
it or whatever.
Cowboys and, tradition.
And what he's saying was like, man, if they drop the ball, first thing they'll say is Michael Irvin would have never dropped that ball. Or if he catches it, make a great play. Man, that looked just like Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin never dropped one ball once.
I don't remember
picked
a whole
up
lot
a
of
pair
drop
of scissors.
I don't, I don't remember a whole lot of drop balls from Michael Irvin. Like
almost picked up some charges. Yeah. Should have.
I guarantee he doesn't have a whole lot of. You know, he's got a lot of targets, probably not a whole lot of drops.
The Cowboys are already though, like exactly who we thought they would be in the offseason. Like they already lived up to like. They're gonna have a really good offense, but they're gonna need to score 30 points to beat any team. Now, technically, they would have only needed 25 in this one.
Well,
but
maybe less if they kept Micah Parsons. Just saying.
And their defense is not gonna be able to get to the quarterback. Go figure. What happens when you get rid of the best pass rushers in the league? And then you're not gonna be able to stop the run.
I'm gonna fight you back just a little bit on that.
Hey,
number one,
if you want to support my Cowboys, please go for it.
I think number one, it's hard to tell anything from first game of the season. I've seen your Cowboys before start the season 0-3 and win the Super Bowl. It's happened, like it was a long time ago, but it has happened. We've seen that before. But also, a couple things to consider. You're playing against Jalen Hurts looked like Michael Vick the other day. Like, there was nothing. He escaped every single time he got away. He made big plays with his legs. He made big plays with his arm. He was incredible the other night. That's probably the best we've seen Jalen Hurts play. Like, the Super Bowl and this are the best games that he's possibly ever had as far as looking like an NFL quarterback. Like, Jalen Hurts looks like he's on a mission. He was great.
He threw for, like, 140 yards.
But what did he do with his legs? Like, every single time he thought.
I get that, but.
And that's what I'm saying. So you're
as
not,
a quarterback.
You're not
going
to play him every week. You're not going to play a guy like Jalen Hurts every week. There's only a couple of those in the league. And then I don't think CeeDee Lamb is going to drop passes the way that he dropped them the other day.
He better not.
The first half, everything after the first half, I'm that's a wash. Just starting the second half like 2 hours late, and it was probably midnight by the time they got out of there. Like, nobody was in a frame of mind to really keep playing football.
Boy, I'm sorry if you had the over in that one.
I mean,
that was tracking well. At halftime, it's 21-20. You're sitting pretty, like,
you can tell.
The over's in the bag.
You can tell both teams, by the time the second half started, was like, whatever. Who cares? Let's get this over with. Like, so that's what I'm saying. The first half, Dak Prescott looked awesome. And every time down the field, what did the Cowboys do? First half, they scored.
Just about
every single time down the field.
I think it was only one possession in the first half that they didn't get points.
You're not going to play Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley every week. So I think I'm taking that into consideration.
And by the way, I think the over-under for that game was 47.5. End of the first half, it looked like, oh, yeah, what, like 28 total points, it's going to hit.
That's what I was saying, the over-under. I mean, it was 21-20 at halftime.
Yeah,
47.5 is what the point total. So you're sitting there at 41 points. You're like,
got this.
We need a touchdown. That's it.
I hate that. I feel so bad
for
all the overs.
And that was the weather. So, yeah, if they had just suspended that game and let them replay it another time or replay the second half, I don't know how you would actually do that. But, yeah, so if you're a Cowboys fan, I wouldn't look too far into it because for the first half when the elements were fine, Dak Prescott and company looked great. Your running game looked awesome.
Well, that's the Cowboys.
Blocking. Like, it looked like an actual functional football team.
It looked a bit better than I anticipated. I was thinking that was going to be at least a 2-score win for Philly. And Cowboys had their chances to win that game. But as you just said, and what you always have to do when it comes to Cowboys regular season performances is don't look too far into it. Whether it's win or loss, don't look too much into it.
Hey, man, Pat's got a great chance today to start the season off with a bang. That doesn't mean, even after a win, it doesn't mean that things are going to go awesome. Or after a loss, doesn't mean that everything's down the drain. So that's the great thing about the first game of the season. Like, everybody has the exact same optimism. Like, there's nobody looking at it like, oh, this is going to be a tough year for us. Like, the worst team in the league is saying, we can make it to the Super Bowl right now. Like, no, seriously.
I don't know if the Saints or the
Colts.
Every
single team in the league right now is talking playoffs. Man, we can do this, and we believe that we're good enough to do it. Whether they
truly
believe
that. Come on, ride the float.
Yeah, whether they truly believe that is one thing. But every single team right now, there's nobody talking next year, unless they're really talking about drafting whoever quarterback is coming out. Drew Aller is going to be the first quarterback taken.
Did you catch my reference there?
No.
The come on, ride the float?
Oh, yes. Is that the Colts singer?
No, it's the new terrible commercial that the NFL has that's like all AI generated with all the fan bases riding the float.
No, we're fine.
Yeah.
You don't need to ride on the float. It's made up float.
It's really bad. It's really bad.
I don't like AI. I'm not a big fan of it.
All right, let's take a break. Do more NFL talk next here, because we had a game down in Southern America, in the Southern Hemisphere.
I've been there.
NFL goes global. The home of Jordan Schultz, Brazil.
Resident.
I've been there.
Yes, I was there for 2 weeks.
Nice. Very nice. Hopefully you stayed away from the rice and beans like Mekhi Becton.
I don't think I got as sick as the players. Although this was 20 years ago.
All right, Chargers Chiefs, Brazil game next here on the Fan Sports Network, Sports Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Chargers Chiefs last night in Brazil on YouTube. And YouTube TV, but it was heavy on the YouTube promotion last night.
Which I don't know about you.
This is going to be my old man take of the day. NFL football is just way better when it's just
accessible.
CBS, Fox, or NBC, man.
Accessible.
Or ESPN, you know, the Monday Night Football. Keep it on those four. You give me anything outside of that, it just doesn't feel the same. It doesn't have the... I don't know if it's just like the production element, the music. I don't know if it's Rich Eisen being just terribly boring on NFL. How can he be as good as he is in radio in his TV show and then doing like NFL Network hits and hosting shows there. And then he gets on the mic for the broadcast play-by-play and he's
It's a different beast. You know that. Yeah, like,
and it's almost a rhetorical question in a sense, because you're right. It's two different, you know, your personality can fit one or the other, but
go ask Joe Buck to host a sports show. We've seen how that goes. It's different.
Yeah, it's just, my God. I mean, now Rich Eisen did have one of the more funny commentating lines I've ever heard in a game yesterday when Harrison Butker missed the extra point right. He goes, Harrison Butker, interestingly enough, went far right on that one.
Damn it. That was his highlight. Yes.
I'm like, you know what, Rich? That was a good one.
And he's just dry enough to make it work.
Yeah.
Right? And so I think Rich Eisen is one of those personalities. But yeah, you're right, Joe. Like, I think play-by-play, having done, like, sat in with Swag, who was great, you know, doing play-by-play, like, that's hard, man. Like, it's really, really hard to be funny, to be informative, to like really paint this picture. Like, that's,
speak for yourself.
No, it's really tough. Have you done play-by-play, Joe?
Yeah, I did a couple of Les Schwab games.
Man, it's harder than you would want
to. I remember trying to point out the Jordans that the kids on the court were wearing. I'll leave the shoes to you, Joe.
Oh my God,
that's like, you do a great Swag impression, but no, it was. Hey man, like, did you guys enjoy the game last night?
I mean,
like, I don't. I'm with you, Joe. I kind of feel like there's
the
pomp and circumstance of football is best kind of seen on CBS.
I don't know,
ABC,
like the NBC.
NBC,
yeah. Like, there's just something about their broadcast, and like I said, I don't know if it's the music or the voices or what, and it's just like it. That game last night just felt very like manufactured and like
packaged. They all are.
Like,
it felt like the Nickelodeon game.
Yeah, it just felt very like odd and not like classic NFL.
Yeah,
did I watch it? Of course I did. But
we all did.
It's still very just kind of like, again, the whole presentation of last night's game just felt a little odd.
They're just
a little off.
They're leaning into that, you know, younger demographic, and that's like obviously with the Nickelodeon stuff, with the Pixar or whatever the hell else they've done digital, like alternative broadcasts with some games up to this point. They had Mr. Beast on. Like, I get it. They're trying to get the young viewer, but it just seems disingenuous. And
chat? Thanks for watching this.
Yeah,
NFL
it's
game.
Just hoopla.
Kai Cenat is the host.
The NFL's
stuff.
Bigger
like,
than this.
What are we
like,
doing?
Damn.
Make sure to like and subscribe the NFL.
What's so crazy to me is the fact that the NFL consistently is the leader in ratings across the board when it comes to football season. They're the top show in every region for 20 weeks or whatever the case is. You don't need to be on YouTube. We don't need to have you on Twitter. Remember when they were on, there was a couple games a few years ago, like on Twitter, and now there were games on Prime.
Twitter?
Yeah, well, it was Twitter or something. I can't remember.
Like
it wasn't
the first
IG.
Quarter of a game was on Twitter or something.
I remember
like that
when the Beavs played Hawaii on Facebook a few years ago.
Like,
I remember that.
And if you're all like, again, if you're already like the king of ratings when it comes to this time of year, like, do we really need to watch a game on YouTube?
I actually, Rashad, I will say yes to that point. They need to be on YouTube because YouTube is becoming TV faster than like TV is becoming YouTube, if that makes sense. So I feel like the NFL is just trying to be on the forefront there, but to lean into like all the other YouTube creators, it's like, no, come onto the platform, but be the NFL. Be the big entity that you are.
This is for the kids. Like you said, this is for the kids.
But the aside from that, the game itself, Chargers get the dub over the Chiefs. In the Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes competition, before last night, they had played 8 games. Patrick Mahomes had won 7 of those 8 matchups. 7 of those 8 games were one possession games between the two teams, showing how closely they play each other. But the Chargers, Justin Herbert, balls out, and they get the dub over the Chiefs last night, 27-21.
Man, Justin Herbert probably played one of his best games as a starting quarterback in the NFL last night.
Great way to start the season, especially considering how you ended last season.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With his 4-pick performance in the NFC wild card round against the Houston Texans.
Yeah, this is a great way to rebound and go for 318 yards and 3 tutties. You know, he was great, you know, in that game. And Amarian Hampton, who I have on my fantasy team, thought he was going to be much better, but, you know, He wasn't.
Wasn't.
He wasn't at all, you know. But Justin Herbert did a great job of spreading the ball around, spreading the wealth around. Quentin Johnston, Ladd McConkey, Keenan Allen, like everybody got a little bit of love out there. And, you know, really on the Kansas City side, everybody got some love too. But Travis Kelce didn't have a Travis Kelce-esque game. You know, he did get a touchdown, so I guess that's, you know, per usual. But
dude, he caught a right hook too. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Number 90 for the Chargers, Tyre Tart, just this big som bitch on the defensive line, who is quite frankly now one of my favorite players. He balled out last night. He is just a big dude on the defensive line for the Chargers. He had like three pass deflections, and then on one play, just absolutely just right hand smacked Travis Kelce in the face mask across the face. Got him good. Real good. He got 15 for it. Probably should have been ejected for it, honestly. But, yeah, he smacked the S out of him. Slapped him so good, or what is it?
Told you not to marry her.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
It was real bad. Oh, and the Swifties already came out in full dress.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, we're all,
Did not lay a hand on him.
No.
You can't touch him.
You know, Travis, and I'm sure he sold it, you know, pretty well. He's not a bad actor, you know, so.
Also, Mekhi Becton, he did play last night, but he posted on his Instagram a picture of, like, a heart rate monitor in the hospital and, like, a UV drip bag, and the caption just says, "Don't eat the rice and beans in Brazil, bro."
Yeah.
I believe him.
I mean, food poisoning is a terrible thing to deal with. So if you're in a foreign country and dealing with that,
I was gonna say, especially if you're not at home.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, you're not at your own toilet, man.
You ever had a food poisoning like in a hotel, like somewhere else that wasn't home?
Oh,
like,
I've had it here in the studio.
Oh my gosh,
it sucked.
Oh my God, that's something that's like seriously, all you want is your own bed. You want your own, like that is the worst.
You ever had a really good just, you know, vomit, just really just expelled everything out of you, and you're
then
like,
you got
dude,
back
I'm
to normal.
I mean, I think that happens every time we, you know, get really drunk.
Give me a beer.
Yeah. When I was like 19, yes.
I'm
like,
back, baby.
Puke and rally puke was and legitimately rally, yeah. A thing. It was like, let's go.
Yeah,
that is
good.
Wild.
You good now, right? Cool. Yeah. Let's get back to it.
Yep. All right.
Honestly, I love how that happens when you're drinking, but like when you're like actually sick. Like, no, you go and vomit,
around.
And you're just still it's sick. Just
20 around, minutes later, man. Oh, I got it again.
Like, especially with food poisoning, that's something that sticks around you for like, could potentially a day, 2 days, oh, just trying to really get yourself together again.
I desecrated all of my pairs of shorts, all of them at home.
Ugh,
my God.
That's the worst.
Well, I don't think they were dirty. It was just like that close feeling where you know you're like, oh, it's almost there.
Yeah, desecrated.
I just live in the restroom at that point. Like, yeah, man, I put my phone in there. Like, we're good. I'm just living here.
What else am I going to say?
Well, how about we desecrate our bank accounts here with some picks? It's time for Who Do You Love? Rashad, we can go Oregon and Oregon State, or we can go somewhere completely different. We have the world is our oyster because we can actually pick college games this year.
We
don't have to wait a week for the result.
No, for sure.
It is time for Who Do You Love? I will go back and revisit the results from last year.
There's no point in doing that.
Proudly. I have the results from the last 3 years, honestly. How about that?
Uh-oh.
There's no point in doing any of that, but if you want to be a jerk about it,
but. Go for it. It is time for Who Do You Love, the first week of the 2025 edition. We do that next here, Sports Saturday. But first, Jordan Schultz with Sports Center Update.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's right. Time for Who Do You Love? Well, I know who I love from last year. It's me, baby.
Yeah, you're okay.
So I got a dub. You know, I would like to thank God first and foremost.
Yeah, you have to.
Because that's what got me the dub last year in the Super Bowl.
He wanted you to win, clearly.
I finished the season 28-25-1. After thanking God. Hey, you can pop that music back up there a little bit. Oh, no, never mind. It's too late. It's all right. We'll get the music.
I'll get it back. Yeah, sorry about
it's
that.
It's all good. It's all good. We got to have the vibes here. Damn it, Jeff Rust. What's he doing interrupting him? Why is he even here?
Because
why was Swag here last week?
He was just in the building just being Swag. I think Swag lives here. Like,
we probably should get some sort of cot. Or something like that.
I think it would be a great, like, again, a Murphy bed that just kind of,
yeah,
against some wall here that you can just pull it out and just, man, I decided to hang out in the studio last night. There was real thought about coming in here and sleeping at like 1 a.m.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. Sorry about that.
There we go.
I had Rust over one shoulder last week, Joe. You missed this. And hot. Swag over the other. And yeah, forgot to podcast last week. My apologies, because literally craziness all day for week one.
Hey, when you're in a Rust Swag sandwich, God only knows what's gonna happen.
Got Eiffel Towered.
There was a lot going. There's a lot going on in there.
Got H clapped.
Ouch.
But I won last year, 28-25-1. Jordan in second with 23-29-2.
I had a bag.
And Rashad 20-30-1. My God. So I will defend my crown once again. Going through the college football slate, I was looking at the schedule and stuff. Coincidentally, we talked about Georgia Southern earlier with Clay Helton. Georgia Southern playing USC today.
Very good.
Boy, how the mighty have fallen.
Are they at home, USC?
I don't think USC is going to Georgia Southern.
No, that'd be a huge game for this.
I don't think USC is making that road trip.
I think that stadium seats like 12.
They're like, I think you can come here.
I thought you said they were in the mighty Sun Belt, sir.
They are in the mighty Sun Belt, but not today. They are in the mighty land of Los Angeles is where they are. All right, my first game of the day. I had a couple I was going back and forth on. God, there are some insane spreads. By the way, they did release a spread for Ohio State Grambling. You want to try and guess what that number is?
47.5.
47.5. Jordan, you want to take a stab at it?
59.
You kind of in the middle of both of those, 55. Wow. For Ohio State over Grambling.
It's over 50.
Which is crazy.
Kind of joking, yeah, honestly.
But it makes a lot of sense.
I see one line on here, 1 o'clock, and I do not know much about Ohio football, but West Virginia, they got to be better than this. They are only a 3.5-point favorite. This game is at Ohio. Unless Ohio is an absolute juggernaut that I don't know about, that they're going to be able to keep it that close. They lost to Rutgers in their opening game, 34-31. West Virginia, should be a little bit better than Rutgers. So I'm going to take West Virginia to cover 3.5 against Ohio. Deep cut for your ass right there.
Damn, dude, that is a deep cut. I was going to go NFL.
Go ahead.
Initially.
Do you, boo-boo?
So I was going to start with a game that I think is going to be pretty intriguing. That's the Falcons visiting the Buccaneers.
Ooh, caca.
Tomorrow. Yeah, I think the Buccaneers are one of those teams. They're favored by, I think, by 2.5, I believe the spread. 1.5, I believe it is.
Well, I'm not going to spoil where I would go with that. Wow, it's down to 1.5.
Yeah, yeah. So Tampa's favored by 1.5. I like this Buccaneers team. I think 1.5, but I think also like this Atlanta team because I think this is the Michael Penix Jr. era. So we'll get a chance to see what that kind of looks like officially starting today. But I think 1.5 sounds about right, so I'm taking that.
All right, got you for Tampa Bay 1.5. Jordan, your first pick of the 2025 year.
I'm going dangerous. Since we're still in September, we got baseball going on, and the Mariners have lost 4 in a row. They're in Atlanta right now.
Only a half game above the Rangers now.
I know. It's bad. Thankfully, the Astros lost last night, but it was to the Rangers. So they're still, yeah, I believe 4 out of the first spot in the AL West, and only a half game above the Rangers now in the wild card. But they have plus 115 odds against Atlanta today. And in baseball, it's kind of just, if you can catch them on the day that they're winning, you know, it's not necessarily like, oh, I've got some strategy, so I'm just hoping the Mariners right the ship today. First time in 5 games they'd get a win, so I'm going Seattle plus 115 at Atlanta.
Seattle plus 115, just money lining it, huh?
Money lining the hell out of it. Right. Well, because the run line is only minus 180, it's just terrible odds.
All right, got you down for Seattle Mariners. Actually, I should specify that, too, instead of just putting Seattle.
Oh, yeah, that would be confusing.
Seattle Mariners.
The Kraken, baby.
Line. Which I think has got to be my next sporting experience. After going to the Giants Stadium, the Oracle Park, and seeing a baseball game, I was Googling actually the other day, and I didn't follow through on the Google search, though, to go see my San Jose Sharks up in Seattle.
That'd
against
be
the Kraken.
Fun.
Yeah. I haven't been to an NHL game or an NFL game for that matter. So would like to check one of those off my list. Okay. Going back to college football here. Damn, I just had this game right in front of me. Oh, God. Give me 2 seconds here. Fisher, not even ready for the first Who Do You Love of the Year. My God. I'm scrolling. If you have another one, Rashad, you can go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I just
Sweet.
Had this one and I lost it.
I'm going with South Florida against Florida.
Covering?
Going down the swamp. I think they're going to cover, man. So the over is 57.5. I think I'm going to take the over on this one, only because I think Florida is going to score points, but I also think Florida offensively is great. Defensively, we'll see. And so I know last week South Florida had a great game against Boise State, pretty much blowing them out of the water, and they was able to score almost every time down the field. So yes, I do think if they can put up 30 points, and I do think the spread is 18.5, right? So I don't think they're going to win this game, but I do think they can cover. So I'm taking that.
18.5 for South Florida?
Yes.
Okay. And I found what my other game was. It was Kansas State taking on Army. Kansas State is a 16.5 point favorite. I will take Kansas to cover that. Kansas State coming off of an ugly game where they almost lost against North Dakota. Again, I repeat, they almost lost against North Dakota. It was 38-35. But that's not as bad as what Army did last week. Army started with a loss against Tarleton State.
Who?
Exactly. Tarleton State is who they lost to last week.
Fighting Danny Tartables.
Yes, the Tarleton State Texans, who had a big week one win against Portland State at Hillsborough Stadium,
yes,
actually.
Yes, they did.
Week zero, actually, I believe, is what it was. But, yeah, Army, you lost to Tarleton State. Sure, they might be in a bounce-back position, but Kansas State needs to have a big performance and needs to have a good week after losing week one against Iowa State and almost losing to North Dakota. They do it today against Army, and they cover 16.5.
That's nice. A good one.
Jordan, over to you.
I'm going right here at home. This might be the easy pick, but, man, Dan Lanning responding to Mike Gundy's comments talking about Oregon spending way more money than them, not wanting to maybe schedule opponents that spend less, like Oklahoma State. Dan Lanning's response, we spend to win. I believe that they will be winning by much more than the spread today, just to make a point. 20.5 is the spread right now. I believe Oregon wins by something like 30 or more. So, yeah, cover that spread. I think the Fighting Dan Lannings are going to kick some ass today. Open up a can of it.
Do you want... I will give you 27.5.
I'm looking at ESPN, it's 28.5, but if you want to give me 27, I would appreciate that.
I'll give you 27.5.
Thank you, sir.
Over to the NFL, there's a couple games here that are intriguing to me as far as spreads go. I'm looking at, like, Bengals-Browns, but Bengals, notoriously over the last few years at least, in the first couple weeks of the season, S the bed and then continue to make up for it throughout the rest of the season. Again, there's a few other games that are intriguing to me, like Lions-Packers at Green Bay. The Packers are a 1.5 favorite. Pretty sure we just kind of did this last year with the Lions, where nobody thought that they could go into Lambeau and get a win, and they did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that one's intriguing for me as well. This Rams-Texans game. But I am going to go with the Bengals-Browns. I am going to go with the Bengals covering 5.5. I think Joe Burrow is sick of the slow starts. I think that, yes, it is a divisional opponent, and these games seemingly always get played very well, very close. But this isn't a Sunday night game. This isn't a Monday night game. This is a 10 a.m. game in Cleveland with one team that is infinitely better offensively than the other. So I'm going to go Bengals covering 5.5 against the Browns.
I'm sorry. I got to go with my guys, man. So the Patriots open up their season against the Raiders today. Tomorrow. Forgive me. I wish it was today, but it's tomorrow. My cousin is a huge Raiders fan, so this is going to be our... a big clash, you know. Pats are a 2.5-point favorite. I believe in this Patriots team this year. You draft Will Campbell in the first round, then you go ahead and get Travion Henderson, the great running back from Ohio State. You get the kid from Washington State to play wide receiver. Like, you're trying to build yourself a nice little squad to kind of go alongside of Drake May. So I like this Pats team. I think there's a whole lot to still work out over in Oakland. Obviously, you got a brand new coach. You've got a brand new quarterback. You've got a brand new star running back that you got to try to work into the mix and everything. I think that might be a little too much for them. It's going to be a close game, but I'm taking the Pats 2.5.
All right. If anything, I would... If I had to put money on that one, I would take Raiders to cover, baby.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Go Raiders.
I like your Lions-Packers pick there, at least looking at it, of course. The questions for Detroit, they got new offensive coordinator John Morton and new defensive coordinator Kelvin Shepard. Of course, that would be a big changeover from the regime that has been under the Fighting Dan Campbells.
You could have made those names up, and I would have been like, yeah, totally.
Bobby LaFleur.
Yeah, those are definitely their coordinators. I believe
Shane
it.
Shane Gillis stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim Bob Smith. There we go. But anyways, the question for Detroit is, can they keep up the same kind of Fighting Dan Campbell mentality that they have had under him with new coordinators? I think so. I think there's really going to be... That's the thing about Dan Campbell, is he establishes the vibe of that organization, and I think we would all run through a wall for that MF-er. So I think it's going to continue into this year. I don't see a fall off and a 1.5-point spread in Green Bay. I frankly want to just bet Detroit on the money line because the odds are slightly better, so I'll just do that.
All right. That is Who Do You Love? I am on West Virginia covering 3.5, Kansas State covering 16.5. West Virginia, 3.5-point favorite in their game today against Ohio. And then Kansas State, 16.5-point favorite against Army. And then I'm taking the Bengals, -5.5 over the Browns. Rashad, Buccaneers, -1.5 over the Falcons. South Florida covering 18.5 against the Gators. And then the Patriots covering 2.5 against the Raiders. Jordan on the Mariners money line for today. Ducks -27.5 covering Oklahoma State, and the Lions straight up against the Green Bay Packers. That is Who Do You Love? Hopefully our picks hold up for next week, and then we will do this again next week. Actually, we won't do it next week.
Oh, that's right.
We will not have a show unless you want to do a show at 3 a.m.
Nope.
Absolutely not.
You sure?
We're good.
For all the Ducks fans that are on the road to Chicago?
We're good.
Russ just says it would be 4, guys. 4 a.m.
Oh, well, that's... Count me in.
Woo!
At 3 a.m., 4 a.m. difference.
Count me...
It's a big one. It's an hour, but it's a big difference.
Still, we're good.
All right, we wrap things up next here on the Fan Sports Network Sports Saturday. We have, I believe, a new leader in the clubhouse for one of the most disliked people in America right now.
Oh, more than Drake?
No. Or wait, yes.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
More than 45/47?
Yes, I think both party lines can get behind very much disliking this person after the videos and the story that came about last night. It was everywhere, Rashad.
So it's not Kawhi Leonard?
No, it's not Kawhi Leonard, okay. Or his fake tree playing company. Did you by chance see the highlights from the Philadelphia Phillies Miami Marlins game last night?
Oh, I did not.
No, so there is a home run that happens. This game is in Miami, by the way. Home run happens to left field area. I don't know. What's like the rule with a home run ball or a foul ball? You know, it's basically, hey, whoever gets to it, it's their ball, right?
Well, where's the foul ball? Is it like it's over the what's like the barrier or anything like
that? Yeah, it's in the bleachers.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
it goes within the seats. It's fair game, right? Yeah. Like whoever gets the ball, it's their ball, right?
Yeah, of course.
So a ball goes in the left field, lands in the bleachers, lands right in front of this like couple, this lady and her husband, and there's a couple other people there. And then another guy comes over in a Phillies jersey, and he jostles and he snags the home run ball, picks it up, holds it up, and walks back over to where his son and daughter are, gives the ball to his son, plops in his glove, gives him a hug, and, you know, gives him a kiss on top of the head. Like, there you go, son. There's a home run ball.
It's a real father-son moment right there.
Out of nowhere, out of stage left, comes a woman, and you could probably anticipate what her haircut style is.
Oh, she's got the short bob, little thing over the eye, little flock of seagulls joint. Yeah,
you nailed it.
Okay.
She grabs the guy by the arm who is hugging his son. And I love this guy because his immediate reaction is to square up. Like, who the hell? Like, who's grabbing me?
He saw his woman probably softened his stance a little bit. Okay. You're
and this lady just starts going in on him. And there has been other video angles that have come out from the crowd. She just starts berating this guy. That was my ball. That ball was right. It was in my hand and you ripped it out of my hand. And you can see the dad just kind of like, yeah, it was right there, but I grabbed it and gave it in. That's my ball. What are you going to give that ball to me?
No.
And the dad basically, he, after listening to her bitch and moan, he goes, reaches into the son's glove, grabs the ball, gives it to her, and just waves her off like, okay, fine, have the effing ball. Like, it's yours. And then she marches off. And since then, of course, everything has played out perfectly for the dad and the son. There was someone from the Marlins that I think, like,
season tickets, here you go, for all next year.
And I don't know, I think it was Phillies gear that the Marlins, like, people got together to go give to the kid. And, of course, turns out the kid's birthday is in, like, a couple of days, too. So, like, another aspect of the story where it's like, nice job, lady. Way to be a complete douche.
I hope everybody finds her Instagram or her Facebook.
Oh, I'm sure they already
and
have.
They're completely dragging her. Nothing crazy or anything, but, yeah, she should know how terrible a person she is right now.
And then, so the home run ball, it was hit by Harrison Bader. After the game, apparently, the Phillies go and find this kid and his dad and his sister. And he gets to meet Harrison Bader. He gets a signed bat as well.
Yeah, so screw this ball. That's a foul ball, right?
No, it was a home run.
Oh, it was a home run. Okay, forgive me. Well, yeah, screw
that
ball.
That's my ball!
I'll take the bat that he hit it with.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, it almost seems like, you know when they do the kiss cam or proposal cam at stadium and you're like, ah, that was staged? Like, this lady is out of Karen Central casting. Like, with the haircut, the glasses,
just the
stature, just going in. On this guy.
The entitlement must be on sale because that's crazy.
Well, hey, he not only did that kid win some really good prizes, he won a valuable lesson into just, you know what, just whatever. Like,
yeah, because that goes left if there's a whole issue. You know, you got it, and you got so much more out of it.
Hey, with a Phillies fan, too, you never know how they're going to take that. He might have well just thrown down with that lady in the stands.
And this is in Philly or is it in Miami?
It was in Miami.
Okay,
yeah.
I was going to say, like, okay, well, if it was Philly, that's par for the course.
Lucky they weren't in Philly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that does it for us here on this sports Saturday. We will not be here next week because the Ducks play at 9 a.m. tomorrow. So you'll get a very early pregame show next week. But we are sending you into the pregame show right now. Andy Dirt Johnson, Dusty Hera, Anthony Newman, all down at Autzen Stadium, ready to go for Ducks pregame show right here on the Fan Sports Network. But Rashad Taylor,
my guy,
aka Booby Miles today.
Oh yeah,
rocking the Permian jersey.
Don't do us play football, man.
You just jealous because you're from Midland.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Thank you as always, Rashad.
My man.
Jordan Schultz, thank you as always.
Love you guys. Love you all.
And thank you all out there who is listening. Have a great time at the Ducks game, Beavers game, wherever you're going. And we will catch you in two Saturdays from now. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.